This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. This week we'll take up, once again, what's going on insect-wise in our home landscapes. Along with us, horticultural entomologist, K-State Research and Extension, Raymond Cloyd. No lack of things to kick around here, Raymond, so we'll get right to it. But we do want to return to a pest, which we brought up the last time you were on board, and get an update on it. The eastern tent caterpillar, it's still out there, still active, you say, in various hardwood trees.
Yes, it is, Eric. And you see this nest in the crotch of the trees, primarily anything in the rose family, but you know, a pear I've seen it in others. That's the eastern tent caterpillar. And if you come up to it, you'll see sometimes the caterpillars in there and the black fecal material. Just remove it, throw the caterpillars in soapy water, and that should deal with it. But they're still out there and about, probably because the temperatures have been still pretty mild for this time of year.
To remind, it's rather fruitless to try to spray these caterpillars within the tent structure itself. So physical removal of that webbing is the best route to go here. Right?
It is, Eric. And remember, this is an earlier defoliator, so when the leaves are coming out and they're feeding, they can make it difficult for the plant to manufacture food by means of photosynthesis, and they could have probably a substantial impact on tree growth, especially if they're small. But just go out there, take a rake, disrupt it, and let the birds go at them, or put them in some soapy water to kill them, yeah.
So eastern tent caterpillar, again, be on the watch for it for a time yet. A pest that we occasionally talk about, but not with that much frequency, something called the European elm flea weevil. What's the story here?
Well, it is a pest that nobody really thinks about, but if you walk around and you see some elms with holes in them and some mines in them, that's the European elm flea weevil. And the larval stage is a miner. It creates serpentine mines in the leaf. And then the adult is a weevil. And weevils are those insects that have these snouts, and they create like shot holes in the leaves. Although they're really not going to kill a large tree, Eric, they can ruin the aesthetic appearance of it. You can spray, but when you're dealing with these large trees, it's very, very hard to get thorough coverage. So if you can live with it, I would just basically accept at this point.
Is it exclusive to elms then, this weevil, or does it attack other trees?
Primarily, most of the elms, Chinese elms and others in Siberian that we see in landscapes, Eric, yeah. It does not feed in other types of trees. It's primarily anything in the ulmus genera, which is the elm.
And it will, again, run its course sometime in the relative near future then?
It will, yeah. So I think if people can just live with it, that's probably going to be the best way to deal with it.
You're getting calls, you say, Raymond, about ants in the house migrating in.
Yes, it's weather related, of course, and ants are coming in. Those are, of course, the workers looking for food there, and they'll bring it back to the colony. So the best way to deal with ants in the home, Eric, is baits sold commercially in nurseries and garden centers. Most of these baits have a very slow-acting insecticide, so then the workers can take it back, feed the soldiers and the queen, and depending on the size of the colony, kill it. I mean, it could take many years before the entire colony, depending on the ant species, is basically, quote, eliminated.
So repeat again that treatment you're talking of there.
Well, there are a series of baits, and one of them that I like, and not promoting it, is taro ant baits. It's a boric acid. You open the container, put it in the areas where the ants are congregating, and they go in and grab the bait and take it back to their colony and feed the rest of the colony. But there are other ant baits commercially available that contain like fipronil and indoxicarb that are also effective against ants.
Raymond, it's always a pleasure. Thanks. We'll welcome you back in soon.
Always a pleasure, Eric. Look forward to our next visit.
The latest update on insect activity in home landscapes, that is horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of Kansas State University right there. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.